continue now into the Gemara Sugya 31, and this Sugya will deal with the subject of Safek Nazirus, when a person places himself into a doubtful situation of whether he is a Nazir or not. The Gemara straight away dives into the second case of our Mishnah. And the truth is that the first case was really dealt with on the previous daf before we even saw the Mishnah, and we now continue. The Gemara immediately begins by quoting this case over here. You remember the case was a person says, I am a Nazir, like this box full, or this barrel full, or perhaps this house full, but he used some sort of container as a way of measuring his Nazirus. The Mishnah told us that we have to ask him, did you mean one Nazirus, a single term, and you were just dramatizing, or did you mean according to the number of items in that container? And if he says the latter, he says, I meant stam, which we saw the Rosh said, meant that he was just going to go with whatever the halacha tells him to do, so then that person becomes a nazir multiplied by the number of potential mustard seeds that could be fitted into that container. And the Gemara's question right away is, why are you going to the extreme? Why are you maximizing his nazirus? V'amai, why is this? V'lichsiyei, why don't we view it ki'ilu melea kishuin v'diluin? Why don't we view it that this container was filled with cucumbers or butternuts, some sort of large gourd, and there would be a solution for this person. Now, what it means that there will be a solution is that this person will have a finite amount of Nazirus to keep, and then he will be able to resolve his Nazirus and move on with life. Let's take a look at that in our summary. The Gemara began by looking at this case number two, and why it is that we instruct him to keep multiple Nazirus, like the number of seeds. The Gemara asks, why not view it as a container filled with cucumbers or gourds, and he has a solution. Now, it's important to point out over here that there is a major machlokes rishonim, an argument of the rishonim, what would actually happen if it was a container with cucumbers or gourds. That means, if we are now postulating a best case scenario where it wasn't filled with mustard seeds, it was filled with cucumbers, what would the implication be for his Nazirus? The Rosh says that we would use the number of cucumbers as a measure for the term. So let's say that there was space in this container for 35 cucumbers. So he would have a 35-day Nazirus. If there was space only for 15 or 20, like we saw before, we would always round up to the minimum length of a Nazirus and it would be 30 days. What that means is that the Rosh understands the question of the Gemara as follows. Why are you using it as multiples of mustard seed when you could use it as a measure of cucumbers, and he would have a finite, probably just one term of Nazirus, because likelihood is that it couldn't fit that many cucumbers, somewhere between 1 and 20 or 1 and 30, and therefore he's only going to keep one term of Nazirus. And the question is, why are you going machmir and saying that he should keep 50,000 terms of Nazirus like mustard seeds when he could be keeping a single term of Nazirus like if there was multiple cucumbers in the container? The Tosfos has a slightly different understanding of this. The Tosfos says no. The suggestion of the Gemara is not that we would use the cucumbers as a measure, but that we would use the cucumbers as a multiple. And we would say, look, if it can fit two cucumbers, then he should keep two terms. And if it could fit five, then he would keep five terms. But Tosfos says that the Gemara was just using this as a way of describing it, cucumbers. But in fact, the same would be dough. Tosfos says the same would be true. We could assume that he was referring to the amount of dough that could fit into this container. And that's obviously only one unit. The point that Tosfos is making is we're going to use it as multiples, but we're going to minimize, reduce it down to the lowest possible number, which is in fact one. So what's coming out according to Tosfos is the question of the Gemara is, why are you going to give him multiple terms times mustard seed when you can give him multiple terms times cucumber or even times dough, meaning a single term? Now, when all is said and done, there isn't much of a practical difference between the Rosh and Tosfos at this point. According to the Rosh, we're saying he should keep one term, but that's because a minimum term is 30 days and chances are it's not going to fit 30 cucumbers. So that was how we came to the question, why not just let him keep one term? Whereas Tosfos is going to say, no, we intend it to be multiple terms, but we're going to take the best case scenario, which is that you can only fit one item, rather than the worst case scenario, which is that you can fit multiple items. But either way, our question really is, why are you taking a worst case possibility Rather, let's take a best case possibility, like the Rosh or like the Tosfos, very similar. Now, another foundational point that we should make at this stage is Tosfos' observation that at this point the Gemara is asking, why do we not go makil? Why do we not go lenient? Meaning, why did the Mishnah go strict? We should really go lenient. But it's interesting that just one daf back, we had exactly the opposite question when the person said, I am a Nazir from here until the end of the world. And the Mishnah said that he only has to keep one Nazirus. And the Gemara's immediate question was, why don't you make him be a Nazir from here until the end of the world and maximize it and go strict on him? That's the question that Tosfos is dealing with over here. Let's take a look for a moment in the actual words of the Tosfos, B'Ktzat Kosher. It's a little bit difficult. Daher Nekel Alei Misafek. Why should we go lenient on him out of doubt? Now, beneath this question, what Tosfos is asking is that we're dealing over here with a topic which is Midoraisa. It's from the Torah. Nazirus is a Torah institution. And therefore, we have a principle that whenever in doubt, if it's a suffix, we should go machmir, we should go strict. So why is the Gemara asking over here that we should go lenient and we should treat it as a cucumber nazir, so to speak, when really we should go strict and treat it like a mustard seed nazir? Tosfos answers a very foundational concept, v'yesh loymar, we can answer the hasam tnan. We learned over there in Maseches Taros, Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, suffix nazirois lahakel. When in doubt, if we have a suffix, we're in uncertainty regarding a nazir, we always take the lenient approach. This is an interesting Mishnah in Maseches Taros that collects all the different scenarios where we would be lenient. For example, suffix derabbanan, when we're in doubt of a rabbinic law. We also have a concept of suffix tuma brishus harabim. The various different examples where we go lenient when in doubt, and one of them listed over there is nazirus. Now at this point, Tosfos does not tell us why this is the case. Why is Nazirus an outlier and that in fact we go lenient when there's a doubt regarding Nazirus? Why does it not follow the general rule of Safek Doraisa Lahachmir? At this point, Tosfos asks another question, and that is, V'im Toimar, if that's the case, that we always go lenient, V'ale'el gava mikanvat sofa oilam, on the previous daf, when we had that case, a person said, I'm a Nazir from here until the end of the world. And the Mishnah told us that we go lenient and we just give him one term of Nazirus. Parich l'chumra, the Gemara then asked the question, one second, why not go strict and make him a Nazir from here until the end of the world, i.e. till the end of his life? So Tosfos asks, if it's true that we always go lenient on Nazirus, so then why in the previous Gemara, when we did go lenient, the Gemara challenged the opposite way and said make him a Nazir indefinitely? V'yesh loymar, Tosfos says another fundamental principle, Dehasam lo yada shum tzad. There was no possible explanation, demati lemaimer lekula, that we could go lenient. That means if a person says, I'm a Nazir from here until the end of the world, the simplest reading of his words, what we call in Hebrew, eina mikra yoitza midei pshutoi, the simple meaning of what he's saying is, I'm a Nazir indefinitely for a very long time. And therefore the Gemara's problem was, why are you interpreting it against the simple meaning of his words? Again, the Tosfos says, Belishna de mikana tsofa olam, the expression of from here until the end of the world, ulufum riata mashman de naziris kibalale. The simple explanation of his words is that he's accepting on himself a long naziris. Mikan vat tsofa olam, velakach parich lechumra. And that's why we said you should go strict. Mi mashmos leshoinoi, because that's the implication of his words. Aval hacha, but over here it is a question of suffix, and we're not going to read on in Tosfos at this moment. But the principle that Tosfos is telling us is, we only question suffix lekula when it's a suffix. If what his words are saying is quite clear to us, like from here until the end of the world, we should make him an indefinite Nazir. Over there we had to then come and explain why we went against the simple reading of his words, and we in fact gave him only one term. But over here, Tosfos is explaining that in the Mishnah, we're going strict. We're saying that he's a mustard seed Nazir, i.e. many, many terms till the end of his life. And the Gemara's question is, why not make him a cucumber Nazir, meaning just a single term? So this is where we're holding at the moment. The Gemara's got a kasha. Why are you going strict? You should go lenient. And Tosfos has told us that this is built on the principle of Safek Nazirus Lahakil, which we haven't yet fully understood why that should be the case. Please God, we'll see as we continue in this sugya. The Gemara now brings the first answer, and it's from the Amora Chizkiah, Amar Chizkiah. We're going to have two answers to this question, Chizkiah, and in a moment we're also going to see the approach of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, "B'machloikas shnuya." This is actually built on a argument of the Tanaim regarding the fundamentals of a Suffolk Nazirus. V'Rabbi Shimon hi, and our Mishnah that went strict is like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar who says, "Adam machnis es atzmoi ledavar shesfeiko chamur mivadoi vadoi." A person does place himself into a doubtful situation, even though it is worse than if he would have made himself clear. Now, this is a very fundamental idea, and we need to understand it very carefully. In a situation of doubt, if we're not sure if someone is a Nazir, yes or no, so Rabbi Shimon says he is treated as a Suffolk Nazir, which means that we're going to have to put on him all the possible stringencies, and he's going to be a Nazir. We're going to see in a moment he's not just a Nazir, but he's a Nazir with added stringencies. He's worse off when he's in a situation of Suffolk than if he's in a situation that is definite. D'tanya, as we learned in a brisa. The Gemara now will bring the prototype case, a classic example of a Suffolk Nazirus, and show us that there is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Shimon is going to go machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to go mekel. And the Gemara is suggesting, or should we say Chizkiah is telling us, that the answer to this question of the Gemara, why we went strict in our Mishnah and treated him as a mustard seed Nazir, is because of this argument, and we're taking the strict opinion of Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, as we learnt in a brisa, Hareni Nazir, if a person says, "Behold, I am a Nazir, almanas, on condition, shiyehei bekrize, that there is in this pile of grain, mea kur, 100 kur, let's say 100 kilograms of wheat." Person walks past a field, and there's a big pile of wheat, and he says, "I'm a Nazir if there are 100 kur in that particular pile." V'halach, umatzoi shenignav oishavad. He went half an hour later or a day later to check, to establish, am I a Nazir or am I not? And the pal was gone. It had been stolen or it had been removed or lost. And there is no way of ascertaining how much wheat was in fact in that pal. He is now in a classic situation of Suffolk and what's called E.F. Charlevarer. There's absolutely no way of establishing what the facts were. He is in a Suffolk Nazirus. Is he a Nazir or is he not? Rabbi Shimon Oyser. Rabbi Shimon is strict. He treats him as a Nazir. He is forbidden. She Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir. Because a doubtful situation of a Nazir, we go strict. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. And Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. He says he is not a Nazir. She Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel. Because a doubtful situation of Nazirus, we go lenient. And that's the end of this point. If we look at that in our summary, we have the answer of Chizkiah. He says that this point in our Mishnah is based on a machlokes tanoim, and our Mishnah is aligned with Rabbi Shimon, that a person will willingly place himself into uncertainty, even if the doubt, even if this position of Suffolk is worse than certainty. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. And the example that we brought was this brisa, I'm a Nazir on condition that there is in this pile 100 kur, and when he came to check it, it was stolen or lost. Rabbi Shimon says he is a Nazir, because when it comes to a doubt by a Nazir, we go strict. And Rabbi Yehuda says that he is permitted, he is not a Nazir, because Suffolk by a Nazir, we go lenient. And that's the answer of Chizkiah. Really, in simple terms, he's saying, there's an argument in the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Suffolk Nazir Lahakil, we go lenient. And Rabbi Shimon says Suffolk Nazir Lahachmir, we go strict. I want to take a moment just to think very carefully about this example and perhaps just to use as a mashal, as an analogy to this idea. We know that when it comes to a cup of wine, a revius, there is an argument amongst the poiskim, modern poiskim really, as to what is the correct amount to be called a revius. The opinion of the Chazan Ish about 150 milliliters and the opinion of Rav Chaim Noah about 86 milliliters. Now, the one seemingly is lenient and the other one seemingly is strict. But if we say that you're going to go strict, that means you have option A, you have option B, or you have Suffolk. That means if we paskin like Rav Chaim Noah, then it'll be 86. If we paskin like the Chazon Ish, it's going to be 150. But if we say you should go strict, that's going to cut in both directions. What that means is in some situations, the opinion of the Chazon Ish will be strict and you have to treat it with 150. And there's some situations where Rav Chaim Noah will be strict and we'll have to treat it by 86. For example, when it comes to Kiddush or when it comes to the four cups of wine, if we're going to go strict, so then we would say 150. We would go strict like the Chazon Ish. But let's say if a person drank blood, which is the prohibition of the Torah of drinking blood, and it's the prohibition is when he has, let's say, revius, it's a bigger discussion, but just as an example. So over here, the opinion of Rav Chaim Noah is more strict. If he drinks already 86 milliliters, he's going to have done the prohibition. So what we're really saying is, to go strict in this argument between Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish means taking the worst of both worlds. That means we're going to have to go like the Chazon Ish in positive mitzvahs. We're going to have to go like Rav Chaim Noah in negative, and that's called holding both of them to be strict. And obviously the converse, if we're going to go lenient in the Safek, so then we're going to do it the other way around. And in Kiddush, we'll go with Rav Chaim Noah. And in Revi's Dam, we're going to go with the Chazon Ish. What exactly we do in the halacha over there is not our discussion, but I wanted to illustrate that sometimes the suffix can actually put you in a worse situation than the vade. What does that mean? For example, over here, if there definitely was 100 kur in that pile, so then he's a nazir. But over here, he's actually going to be worse when he's a suffix nazir. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, what are we going to say? We have to take the possibility into account that there was 100 kur, so he's a nazir. But at the end of his term of Nazirus, when he comes to bring his korbanos, one second, he can't bring his korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash because maybe he wasn't a Nazir and those korbanos are chulin, they're not real sacrifices and you're not allowed to bring them in the Beis HaMikdash. So he gets the worst of both worlds. We treat him as a Nazir regarding the prohibitions of Nazirus, but he can never come out of being the Nazir because he can't bring the korbanos. So that would be Rabbi Shimon who says, Safek Nazir Lahachmir doesn't just mean he is a Nazir, he's actually worse than just being a Nazir. He's a Nazir that can never come out of the Nazirus. As Tosfos and the Rosh explain, he's a Nazir, but he can't bring the Korbanos to complete his Nazirus in case he's not a Nazir. And that's what Rabbi Shimon meant. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though the situation puts him in a very awkward place, when he made his commitment, that was a possibility in his mind. But Rabbi Shimon is saying, no, when a person makes a commitment like this, and it's a relatively vague commitment, he wasn't afraid of this particular outcome, and therefore we can hold him to it, and we're going to go strict, even though he's worse off by putting himself into a suffix than if he definitely said, I am a Nazir. And that's the approach of Rabbi Shimon. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's not a Nazir. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person doesn't put himself into such an awkward situation. The words of Tosfos is what this person meant when he said, I'm a Nazir if there are 100 kur, means I'm a Nazir if we are able to confirm that there are 100 kur in this particular pile. And if the pile disappears and we're unable to confirm it, well, I wasn't referring to such a case and therefore it is not binding. And this begins to open up for us an understanding of why Safek Nazirus Lahakel, even though it is a Doraisa topic, since it has to do with the person's intent, what does a person bind himself to? The moment that there is doubt and there is this awkward situation of Safek, so that wasn't what he had in mind, and therefore he is not bound by his Nazirus, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, no, he is bound, people are open to such an outcome, and therefore Safek Nazirus, we're going to go strict, and in fact, we're going to take the worst case scenario that he is a Nazir and he has to keep Nazirus, and he's not a Nazir, he can't bring his Korbanos. Now, Tosfos and the Rosh point out that there is a solution for this guy, and that is he can take the opposite Nazirus. He can now say, I am a Nazir if there wasn't 100 kur in that pile. Now, what happens is he now has a conditional Nazirus that's the opposite, which means inevitably he's a Nazir. So after 30 days, it means when he comes to check and he finds that the pile is not there, the correct thing for him to do now is to say, I'm a Nazir if there wasn't 100 kur. And then 30 days later, he can bring korbanos because either way, he inevitably was a Nazir. And that's the solution for the scar when he made such a Nazirus and puts himself into a situation of suffix. Now, if we go back to our case, what exactly plays out? Chizkiyah is telling us that the author of our Mishnah is, in fact, Rabbi Shimon, who says, Safek Nazirus Lahachmir. Now, let's play that out very carefully. This person, on the one side, he is a mustard seed Nazir. That means he's a Nazir with multiple terms of 30 days. On the other side, he is a cucumber Nazir. And let's go with Tosfos. He's a dough Nazir, which means he's a single-term Nazir. So we have here a person that's got a Safek. Is he a single-term Nazir? Or he is 150,000 term Nazir. So if Rabbi Shimon holds we go strict, then we must take the worst case scenario, and he's a mustard seed nazir. But in fact, there's a flip side to this as well. We also have to take into account the possibility that he is a dough nazir, and therefore he can do one cycle and bring the korbanos for one cycle of nazirus. But on the second cycle, he can't bring the korbanos, and he is unable to release that nazirus, and he then cannot continue with further cycles because he can never terminate the second cycle of his nazirus. So this really is what Tosfos and the Rosh explain. In our case, he's a mustard seed nazir and a cucumber nazir, so to speak. And these are actually the terms that the Rosh uses. He has to take into account both possibilities of the suffix. He brings korbanos and has a haircut after term one, but he can't thereafter. So what's interesting to me in this conclusion that we've come out with is that when we originally learnt the Mishnah, we understood that he's going to be a mustard seed nazir. We understood he's going to keep 150,000 terms of 30 days. And that was how we understood it. However, we're coming out now that in fact it's worse than that. He's a mustard seed nazir, but he's also a cucumber nazir, so to speak, and he is in a very difficult situation. Now, the Rishonim also come out with a solution for him over here as well, that he could make such a tnai and cancel each other out. He could take upon himself that if he is a cucumber nazir, so to speak, then I take upon myself to be a mustard seed nazir, and that could resolve his suffolk, and he could then bring korbanos, etc. But that is how Chizkiah answers our Mishnah. He says, our Mishnah, the reason why we're going strict is because it's like Rabbi Shimon, who says, suffolk nazir lahachmir, we have to go strict.